إياكم كانوا يعبدون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that the criteria of being accepted, beloved by Allah Ta'ala, is no worldly possessions, whether it is money, material things, houses, etc. That Allah had given more than enough to Fir'aun, Haman and Qarun, and they were the most rejected by Allah Ta'ala. The criteria is a person's iman and his a'mal. By that, a person whose iman is more stronger, whose a'mal are more stronger, that person is more accepted by Allah Ta'ala. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, all this wealth of ours, also, however, Allah made an exception that money that is earned in a halal way and spent in good causes, that is also a sign of being accepted by Allah Ta'ala, what a person has made a storage for the year after. Then on that day when we will return to Allah Ta'ala, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا, or جِسْ دِن جَمَعَ كَرِيْغَا أُنْ سَبْكُ, then when Allah Ta'ala will gather all the people on the day of Qiyamah, right from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam's time till the last person who will come into the world. And in there, not only all the people, but even the things that the people used to worship, the idols of the past or even present, and even the technology of the present day. Or even if a person believed, my shop is sustaining me, medicine is giving me shifa, these are all idols besides Allah Ta'ala. All of these will be gathered. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أَهَا أُولَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ, پھر کہے گا فرشتوں کو کیا یہ لوگ تم کو پوجا کرتے تھے. And then the malaika will be questioned, did all these people worship you? Did they worship the angels? Because there are those people who regard the angels as the daughters of Allah Ta'ala, and as they worship idols, that these will intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala. There are people who worship the malaika, the angels also. So Allah, amongst all those people, one court case will be that did you people, those who were guilty of this, Allah will ask the malaika that were these people worshipping you? In other words, did you tell them to worship you? Are you worthy of being worshipped? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِن دُونِهِمْ, وہ کہیں گے پاک ذات ہے تیری, ہم تیری طرف ہے, ہم تیری طرف میں ہیں نہ کہ ان کے طرف. Then Allah, the farishta will answer, O Allah, you are pure. Who can be worshipped besides you? We who know you, we are in and out by you, the malaika. We know only you are worthy of worship, nobody else. Where could we ever have told them that they must worship us? Anta waliyuna, you are our friend, you are our master, our leader, min dunihim, not those people who are now lying and saying that we said you that we must be worshipped and that they should worship us. بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنِ, نَحِي پَرْ پُوچھتے تھے جِنوں کو, these were nothing else but they used to worship the jinn, the evil jinn they used to worship, they were not worshipping us. أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ, یہ اکثر انہی پر اعتقاد رکھتے تھے. And these people are such that the vast majority of them believed in jinn, and they believed the jinn controlled their matters, whether it is even a person who believes in the stars, that the stars control our lives, etc. There are people who believe the jinn control our lives, whereas the only one who controls our lives is the creator of us, that is Allah Ta'ala, and to whom we are going to return. Nobody else controls any aspect of our life. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا, سو آج تو مالک نہیں ایک دوسرے کے بھلے کے نہ بورے کے. So today none of you own anything of one another, neither any benefit for one another, neither harm for one another. Everyone will stand on his own and with his own amal, what he had done in this world. Nobody else will be able to benefit him, and nobody will be able to harm him, and nor will he be able to benefit anyone nor harm anyone. Everyone, what your amal were in this world, you will be resurrected with that, and everyone will be judged according to his actions. وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا اور کہیں گے ہم ان گنہگاروں کو, and those that had done wrong, who had made zulam, who disobeyed Allah and transgressed His laws, it will be said to them, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. چکھو تکلیف اس آگ کی جس کو تم جھوٹ بتلاتے تھے. Now taste of the, of that fire which you always said does not exist, and that fire has got no reality. You did not believe in the akhirat, you did not believe in Jahannam. Now that fire is here in front of you, taste of it and enter that fire now. So in this way, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be resurrected. And what is important for us to learn, that our amal, that is how we will be judged. So we have the opportunity now to obey Allah, to make Him happy and stay away from His displeasure. Then a person will gain every success on the day of Qiyamah.